When I first became a Christian, I knew very little of the Old Testament. I knew the Ten Commandments, but spending my childhood in the Roman church, I knew nothing of Abraham's faith. Luther called the Psalms a little Bible. Readers in Psalms can read about the law and grace. When I went to college as a young believer, I learned from older Christians what is talked about in Psalms. And what does Psalms tell us? Here again is Jesus speaking in Luke. Then he said to them, "These are the words which I speak to you while I was still with you, that all the things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. It was interesting this morning that Ray mentioned about that the words of scripture are the most important things that we hear. We can all listen. Ray's sermon this morning was terrific, but the words of scripture are the most important part of that. And as I speak tonight, it's going to be mostly the words of scripture. I'm going to talk about the things that Psalms talk about: who God is, who man is a sinner, who Jesus is, and how can man be saved. Who is God? For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness, and his countenance beholds the upright. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. For who is God except the Lord, and who is a rock except our God? The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night under night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circle to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yes, much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. For the word of the Lord is right, and his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the Lord stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded it, and stood fast. The Lord brings counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generation. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any of its by great strength. The day is yours, the night also is yours. You have prepared the light and the sun. You have set the borders of the earth. You have made summer and winter. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier, mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all the people. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. He has established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt our Lord, our God, and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angel spirit and his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedar of Lebanon, which he planted, where the birds make their nest, the stork has her home in the fir trees, and the high hills are for wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You made darkness, and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food of God from God. When the sun rises, they gather together, and they lie down in their dens. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions, the great and wide sea, in which innumerable teeming things, living things, both small and great. There are ships that sail about. There is the Leviathan, which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. You hide your face, and they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created. You renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice his works. In his works, he looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. As you can readily tell, I'm reading from Psalms. And saints, pay attention to God's word. Don't pay attention to my words. Pay attention to God's words. And that's my goal for tonight. Now, who is man? How long, O you sons of men, will you turn my glory to shame? How long will you love worthlessness and seek falsehood? Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings falsehood. He made a pit and dug it out, and it has fallen into the ditch which he has made. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. They have all turned aside. They have all together become corrupt. There is none who does good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call on the Lord? There is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes. When he finds out his iniquity and what he hates, the words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. Those who trust in the wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly. It shall cease forever. For he sees wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the senseless person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thoughts is that of their houses will last forever, their dwelling place to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and their posterity who approve of their sayings. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave, far from their dwelling. But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take covenant in your mouth, seeing you hate instruction and cast my words behind you? When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been partakers with adulterers. You give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit. You sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. These things you have done, and I kept silent. You thought I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes. Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you into pieces and there be none to deliver. Sinners, what does God do to sinners? God is a just God. He is angry with the wicked every day. If he does not turn back, he will sharpen his sword. He bends the bow and makes it ready. He also prepares for himself instruments of death. He makes his arrows into fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked bring forth iniquity, yet he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. His trouble shall return on his head, and his violent dealing shall come down on his own crown. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence, his soul hates. Upon the wicked he will rain coals, fire and brimstone, and a burning wind shall be a portion of their cup. Do not fret because of the evildoers, nor be envious of workers of iniquity, for they shall be soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate them flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield and sword of battle. You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered, and they have sunk into their sleep, and none of the mighty men have found the use of their hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse were cast in a dead sleep. You yourself are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry? You caused judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still. When God arose to judgment to deliver all the oppressed of the earth, surely the wrath of man shall praise you. With the remainder of wrath you shall gird yourself. Make vows to the Lord your God and pay them. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of the princes. He is awesome to the kings of the earth. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been the dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you have formed the earth of the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it's passed, like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are like sheep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So what is the way of righteous, of the righteous, and the end of the ungodly? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like chaff when the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Why do the nations rage, and the people blot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against the anointing, saying, let us break their bonds and people pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep pleasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them like pieces of potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O king. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those who put their trust in him. So far, we've talked the Psalms. And it just points us to Christ and to what he's going to tell us in the New Testament. But it's what a blessing it is to learn about the words of the prophets and Moses. And it does lead us to Christ. Kiss the Son. Put your trust in him. In Hebrews, the author quotes from the Holy Spirit, oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us sing joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are deep places of the earth. The heights of his hills are also his. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, as in the day of the trial of in the wilderness. I do pray today, if you hear God's word and you're hearing it through Psalms, do not harden your heart. This is the day the Lord has made. So many folks know Psalm 22, and it speaks to Christ's crucifixion. This is a psalm of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? And the words of my groaning, oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, in the night season, and I am not silent. But you are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you, were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men, despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue them. Him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. But you were he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while my mother's breast, and I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, It has melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me, O my strength. Hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's den and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pray my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. And all the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him, and it will be counted to the Lord, to the next generation. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who will be born, that he has done this. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauty of holiness, from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute the kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up his head. It speaks of Jesus, doesn't it? You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and majesty. And in your glory, ride prosperity because of truth, humility, and righteousness. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than all your companions. All your garments are scented with myrrh, aloes, and cassia out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad. Instead of your fathers, they shall be your sons, whom you shall make princes of the earth. I will make your name be remembered in all generations. Therefore, people shall praise you forever and ever. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars, which you have ordained, what is man you are mindful of him, and the son of men that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the earth, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, O our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Who is the child of God? The child of God. I wait patiently for the Lord. He's inclined to me, and I heard my cry. He had also brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. What comfort this is. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire. My ears you have opened. Burnt offering and sin offering you do not require. Then I said, behold, I come, and the scroll of the book was written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips, O Lord. You yourself know. I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have surrounded me. And my iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them not be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor those who wish me evil. Let those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied who hastened after another God. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take upon their names on my lips. O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad. My glory rejoices. My flesh also rests in hope. For you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Oh, come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God. He is the great King above all gods. And in his hands are deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are also his. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial. Bless the Lord, all you hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Pray with me. Father, again, we reach out to you. We ask that these words are a comfort to those who are bereaved, are a comfort to those who seek comfort, are a words of warning to those who do not follow after you. Today is the day that you may declare your righteousness. I pray that those who do not know you would turn to you. I pray that those of your saints would continue to walk in your ways and seek to glorify you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.